This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. Eric Atkinson here. And Mike's side this week is horticultural entomologist, K-State Research and Extension, Raymond Cloyd.
And we'll pass along some of the more common things we're seeing out there that you homeowners and gardeners would want to be alert to. Raymond, this appears to be shaping up as a banner year for ticks. They have come on strong in the last few days, actually.
They sure have, Eric. You know, with the rains and all that vegetation coming up, the ticks out there are waiting for somebody to walk by or a host and latching on. Just a little bit of background, you know, Kansas has a series of ticks, but they do have the two major ones, the American dog tick, which is the vector of Rocky Mountain spotted fever, and, of course, the black-legged tick, also known as the deer tick, which is the vector of Lyme disease. When you do go outside, it's best to use a repellent such as DEET or permethrin. Now, permethrin is one you cannot put on your skin. You put on your clothes. But when you're going out wooded areas, if you're jogging or taking a walk, be sure to protect yourself. Put your pant legs into your socks. Wear white socks. When you come home, check over your body, your clothing. And if you do have a tick embedded in you, the best procedure, listen to this, is to take tweezers, put them near where the head is under the skin, and gently pull it out. Don't jerk it around and don't add anything, because if that happens and the head breaks off, then you run the risk of bacterial infection. So just gently pull it out. And then you want to get the tick identified in the event it is the American dog tick or the black-legged tick or deer tick, and then put some type of a hydrogen peroxide or whatever, disinfest it so you don't get some type of secondary infection. But, yeah, right now we're getting some samples and getting calls about ticks out there. Check your pets, too. Your dog's out there. If you haven't treated them with the typical Advantage or Frontline or what you take the vet, be sure to check your dogs over, too, because they could also have ticks. And if you pet your dog or hug it, you can have ticks latch onto you.
It's not just in the woody areas. Those are that are conducting yard work, mowing even, certainly wandering around in the garden, the flower bed. You can contract ticks likewise just as handily.
Absolutely, Eric. You know, that's why you'd be very cognizant to go out there when you come in, check yourself over, wash your clothing. Yes, this is turning out to be an interesting year for ticks.
And to wear that repellent when at all possible.
It's very absolutely, wise. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Those disease conditions that you described are not to be trifled with, either one of them.
If you have any questions, you can send the ticks to us. We have a diagnostician, and we can verify whether it is one of the vectors of diseases or not.
Ants and termites making their move as well, and this always gets homeowners a bit ill at ease when they see what they think might be termites migrating indoors.
Yeah, actually, both termites and ants are swarming right now. We call the reproductive swarmers. There is a difference. The ants are going to have bent antenna. There'll be a narrow constriction between the thorax and the abdomen, which is the second and third parts of the insect, and the forewings are longer than the hind wings for an ant. Termites are they do not have bent antenna. They're fairly straight looking with no distinctive groove or narrow area, and other wings are the same length.
And if they are in fact entering your home, either way, ants or termites, you want to exclude them. Find where they're entering first of all, right?
Exactly. And well, of course, our always is prevention, exclusion, sealing cracks and crevices in buildings. If they do come in, vacuum them or sweep them out as soon as possible.
And this last topic, we will get into it in some more detail next week, Raymond, because that's when it'll finally be time to address this problem in full. But bagworms, you're getting the perpetual yeah. questions yet about, is it time to treat?
Oh, well, we're getting calls, and if you can hold on and wait for a little bit. One of the questions I get is, can I spray anything preventatively? And the answer is no. The bagworms have to be there, but if you just hold on, and then once they are starting to go, you have to spray once a week for about 4 weeks, because as they balloon in on other areas and those eggs hatch, you have to keep the pressure on with some type of material to suppress their populations.
And in fact, next week we will lend more detail in as far as carrying out your comprehensive and effective bagworm control on your landscape evergreens. Raymond, we'll touch base next week. Thanks for coming over.
I look forward to it, Eric.
Raymond Cloyd, horticultural entomologist, Kansas State University, and Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. Over this, the K-State Radio Network.